What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Prequel Podcast. I am your host, Mike Azzalina, and as always, I am so appreciative that you have joined me for another look at the ways that we can improve the story of our life at the same time as adding a positive to the story of other people. This week, I really wanted to take a look at the way that we come across challenges in our lives, the way that we approach them, the way that we take them on, or maybe sometimes the way that we let them take us on. When I was a kid, I used to stress out a lot about certain things in my life. I would stress about tests. I would stress about games that I was to play in. I would stress about anything that came across my world. And my mom used to say to me something that I realized as I got older was a pretty common saying in this world, which is, you know, you put the weight of the world on your shoulders and you can't do that. And I don't think I understood what exactly she was talking about. I just got nervous about tests. Like, that's really what it was. But I understand now what she meant was that I was taking something that was not in my control and letting it really hold me down. I would lose sleep, I wouldn't eat, I would study for hours, I'd make her ask me questions, and if I got them wrong, I'd make her ask them again. If I was doing a project and I wasn't doing it right, I would throw it out and start all over. I didn't care what time it was. Stress ate me alive, and I would carry that with me. You know, the only people that I think ever really saw it on me were my mom or my dad. And for someone who has a heart condition and would pass out because of stress, this wasn't a great thing. And I know we all have our stresses in life. A lot of times I would hear from people things like, I have too much on my plate right now, or I'm carrying too much on my shoulders. Problems and challenges abound in this world. They follow us wherever we go. And when someone would say that to me, now that I'm an adult, one of the things that I would respond with is, why are you carrying all of this weight? Why are you carrying this mountain to begin with? And I think back to when I was a kid and why I carried these mountains on my shoulders all the time. I think it's because in some ways, I would wonder, you know, why me? Why can't I do this right? So I'd carry that load. I don't want anybody to think this of me, so I'll think it of me. I lacked confidence. I lacked confidence. So instead of showing that, I just carried it around. I didn't ask for help from people outside of my parents. And I was just more worried about the appearance of not knowing what to do. I didn't want to be a burden. That was a big reason why I carried my problems and the weight and of the stress on my shoulder. I didn't want to be a burden to people. Maybe regret. You know, I don't know that I can think of a time where that happened to me, but I know that sometimes people carry the weight of either decisions that they've made or relationships that kind of went sideways. They carry the weight of that world on their shoulder because there's a sense of regret or a feeling that it's their fault, when a lot of times that's a two-way street. But there are a lot of reasons why we carry these stresses in our lives on our shoulders. And what I challenge you to do is notice when you're carrying this weight. Stop for a moment and notice it. And when you do, put it down. You can't carry the mountain. You got to climb it. Because if you're trying to carry it, it's always coming with you. The problem's never going away. If you're just carrying it on your shoulders, you're adding it to the weight of your life. And that problem is going to follow you around until you put it down and decide that you're ready to climb it. And let me tell you about that climb. It's going to teach you a lot of lessons. You're going to have to stop and pause sometimes because it's not going the way you want it to go and you're out of breath. You might slip and fall backward. You might need somebody to help pull you up the next level of the mountain, the next tier of the mountain. And you're going to learn lessons as you go. You're going to learn what steps work, what steps didn't. And when you get to the top, the incredible feeling that you have when you look back down at where you started, where the problem originated, where you finally put the mountain down, and have this indescribable moment of joy, of control, and strength. a feeling that you wouldn't have had if you continued to let that mountain hold you down. When you climb these mountains, you are at your best. You're a problem solver. You're positive. You're forward facing. Challenges welcome here. You are proactive. You're energized. And at the end of the day, you're lighter than you were when it all started. You see, when you carry them, their weight comes along with you. If you put them down and you climb, we leave them better because of the climb. Each of those steps toward the top is a lesson. And the top, that finish, that ultimate moment, is a release of the problem. So if that problem is the big test coming up, study, but don't let it harbor you. Don't let it anchor you down. Own it, go in, take it, learn from it. If it's the big game, go play your butt off. And if you win, great. If you lose, learn from it. If it's that friend that you haven't talked to in a little bit, maybe just start the text today, start the email today, dial one number today. But when you finally have that conversation, it's going to feel a heck of a lot better than it does carrying the weight of the loss on your shoulders. My challenge to you as you move forward into this week, whatever mountain you are carrying on your shoulders, put it down and go climb it. Don't let the problem weigh on you. The weight of the challenge can be far too much. The climb might feel intimidating, but the end result is entirely worth it. You are loved and you matter. I really appreciate you listening to the prequel this week, and I'll catch you next week. Much love, everyone. Go get those challenges.